This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An Iowa teenager who was sentenced to 5 years of probation earlier this year after stabbing her alleged rapist to death escaped custody at a women's center in Des Moines, Iowa on Friday. Piper Lewis, 18 years old, walked out of the Fresh Start Women's Center and cut off her GPS monitor. She was sentenced in September to the 5 years on closely supervised probation and ordered to pay $150,000 to the family of 37-year-old Zachary Brooks. President Biden is blaming the oil industry for high gas prices. Oil companies blame President Biden's policy for the high prices. Biden affirmed the oil industry's claim at a Kathy Hochul rally over the weekend, saying he's blocking all new drilling.
There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling.
Tomorrow is Election Day. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
The race to control the Senate is in the home stretch. Nate Silver, editor-in-chief of 538, appearing on ABC's This Week, tells us where things stand right now.
We have the GOP with a 55-45 edge. You can call that a dead heat if you want. You'd rather have 55 than 45. But with six or seven races within a couple of points, you could have fairly big swings either way.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A 20-year-old man in Salt Lake City went on a carjacking spree and crashed into multiple vehicles on Friday after getting upset over a canceled flight to Denver. Three vehicles were carjacked, five were crashed into. After his last vehicle became disabled, John Joseph Thomas Green threw rocks at cars on I-80, trying to get someone to pull over to steal before being arrested. SpaceX is set for an 11:06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time launch of a Falcon 9 rocket with a pair of communication satellites tomorrow at Cape Canaveral, Florida. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea's military claimed Monday its launch of missiles in recent days were simulating the attack on South Korean and U.S. targets in response to the two countries' joint drills. North Korea's military launched a series of missiles, including an intercontinental ballistic missile, or an ICBM, as the United States and South Korea conducted its largest ever air exercises in a six-day operation that ended Saturday. Results for the highly anticipated midterm elections may not come for days or weeks after voting concludes. This seems to weigh heavy on some Americans. A number of factors could contribute to election results dragging past Tuesday, including processing and counting ballots and election rules in key battleground states. Former Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard calls out the federal government for being a threat to our country during a rally for Lee Zeldin in New York over the weekend.
Who took an oath? I made a promise to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And unlike too many politicians in Washington, that actually means something to me. And that's why this election is so important. You know, I've been going and supporting people who are running for Congress and running for the U.S. Senate because having this radical woke Democrat Party in charge of the House, Senate, and the White House has put us in a very dangerous place as a country.
Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. I am Bill Martinez. Phil Hodgson, Pillar from American Faith, is with us. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great and looking forward to this week and some good news on the polls. How about you?
Hey, I'm right with you. I mean, we're now beyond the polls, and we were talking with Dick Morris earlier about how the thumb has been on the scale. I mean, you know, in my humble opinion, Phil, I think this is a form of voter suppression. When you are allowed to lie and misrepresent the polling, that there needs to be an upfront, description of the results and how you came to those results. If they're prejudiced with Democrats, by 15-20%, that needs to be, put forth instead of just numbers presented in such a way that, 2 months ago, for example, Dr. Oz was behind, Fetterman there in Pennsylvania by as many as 15 percentage points. Now they're neck and neck. And I still can't figure out how Fetterman, especially after the miserable debate that he had with Oz, that that he would still be in the offing here.
Yeah, it really is amazing. It's almost like the Democratic Party is looking for the worst possible people to run, and then they push them, and then they convince us that the narrative is actually honest. You know, there's some interesting things. Summit News came out with an article and said there probably won't be a 2024 election because there'll be so much fraud by that time it won't even be used. Chaos is seems to be the moment of the day. What's happening in Pennsylvania is utter chaos. Mm-hmm. Who knows where it's going to end up? It's just corrupt and it's over the top. So we'll see what happens. Trump won't be able to run in 24 probably because of a lack of confidence in the whole system. So Brazil, I mean, look at this is a worldwide effort. And this, to me, it traces back to something's not right in the hen house, my brother.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I mean, we can, pull back and take a 30,000-foot view of what's going on, not just in America. You know, I keep reminding, our audience that we don't want to be necessarily America-centric because you see evidence around the globe of corruption, rank corruption that's taking place. And again, what gives me peace, Phil, is that God's in charge of this. And I keep asking, okay, God, what are you showing? And, oh, yeah, by the way, just to kind of let you know that God is in charge, we got a blood moon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I know some people, some Christians go, oh, Martinez, blood, hey, look it. Again, signs and wonders. God says, hey, the signs will be there, but are you discerners of the sign? Can you see God? And he said, I'm just, you know, it's interesting that here we are on the eve of a critical election that we're going to be dealing with a blood moon. And we know what blood moons traditionally, what they have, you know, what they've introduced, you know, what they've pronounced, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, especially this is interesting because this is the first time it's hit on a midterm, which is really interesting. You know, the Jewish Talmud says when the moon is eclipsed, it is a bad omen for Israel. If its face is red as blood, it is a sign that the sword is coming to the world.
Wow.
So we've got something historically we can look at, you know, and to your point, you know, Genesis 1:14, it said, you know, let there be light in the heavens and let it divide them for signs, okay, for seasons, which means appointed times and for days and for years. So Joel chapter 2, I will show wonders in the heavens. You know, the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood. There it is. Acts chapter 2:19, and the moon will be turned into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. So we do have some really interesting things that are historically we can look at and say, let's not dismiss it. Let's at least put it on the table and see if we can fall back on what is God doing, what is God saying to us.
In this Jubilee year, Phil, that you and I talked about several months ago, right? Mm-hmm. Let's bring that into context as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if you look back, it's interesting. There was a blood moon in 1949 following the birth of Israel. You know,
exactly.
Of course, 1948. And a transitional government until, listen to this one, January 25, 49, then the War of Independence, May 15, 1948. So, and March 49. So, you know, some interesting things that when we put history, scripture, and current events together, and I think that's really a great way to look at situation rather than just look at the pure political side of things or media side of things. No, put the whole thing together. If you're a believer, you need to do it. You need to look at history. You need to look at current events, but mostly you need to look is, does scripture give us any indication that we are in some interesting times and seasons in the history of our world? And I think we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Phil, let me just interject if I can here, is that there is this sentiment, a growing sentiment, even amongst believers. Again, we've gone through this cycle, is that is God involved or not involved? And there is this, growing sentiment, like I said, even amongst believers, that God, you know, doesn't care that much, that he's already set things in motion and he's just sitting back, you know, letting things happen. And when you see things like this and you read the Word of God, for me, it gives me a ton of peace and comfort to know that God is saying to us, hey, Phil, hey, Bill, I want you to know, I got this. I got this.
Yeah, and I think that we have so grown, it's kind of like we have Christian theological deniers. I mean, that's what they call themselves Christians, but they deny everything from hell to signs and wonders to miracles. So they live in this on this little edge of Christianity without understanding the big picture of what God is doing, what God is up to. You know, for years people would ask me, why isn't America in biblical prophecy? Because you really cannot trace America in scriptures. There's maybe one verse that kind of comes close over in Ezekiel 38, but really not. And
right.
I think everybody speculated by not relevant, doesn't exist, who knows. But whoever would have imagined that we might find ourselves, you know, as Klaus Schwab has said with a great reset, that basically the disruption of all governments worldwide, the economic monetary system collapsing before our very eyes, election where you can't get a why even vote if it's all a rigged deal anyway. So, you know, who knows what this is all about. But to your point, ultimately and finally, we believe that God is destroys them. That's just biblical truth.
Exactly. Well, we're definitely heading to the exits, and how this plays out, again, for those of us who seek God's word and understand, and as he's pulling back layers of the onion skin, we're able to understand a little bit more revelation than we understood 6 months ago. You know, 5 years ago. It's quite interesting. We got more from Phil after this. Stay with us.
Vaccination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, was recently shaken by a suicide bomber who injured over 20 people and killed at least four. The timing of this terrible attack coincides with the start of the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, a challenge that takes participants on a virtual 13-mile prayer circuit through the streets of Kabul. This terrible tragedy highlights the urgency of sharing the gospel, and we're grateful that race participants will be praying for these specific people at this precise location. We praise God for His divine guidance months ago, when even though we had no idea what would happen days before the race kickoff, He did. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. My good friend Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. He's the founder and president of American Faith, also the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, here we are. Tomorrow, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how things work out. God says that we have the leaders He also says that he picks the leaders. But in a democratic republic, we have the leaders that we deserve. And, you know, maybe defying gravity enough for the last 2 years under Joe Biden has maybe taught the electorate that there's a better way to govern here.
Well, you know, I think about the scripture in Job. I don't have the reference top of my head, but he talks about how he causes the leaders to wander and grope in darkness.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I look at what we've got. I mean, we've got chaos. You know, when God created the world, he took chaos, turned it into cosmos. And then when man pulls God out of the picture, basically what you do is you revert back into chaos. And in the middle of chaos, you wonder, can't they see it? They absolutely cannot see it. They actually look and thrive in a world of chaos apart from God, which is part of the very you know judgment on them, is you cannot see reality. And Scripture teaches us throughout where, you know, you've got Nebuchadnezzar, who by his own admission later on was so filled with pride, thought he was the only guy. He was basically driven insane until he was restored by God. And then he gave knowledge to the God of heaven. So I think that this is what's happening in our world. It is really chaos has returned, and we are de-evolving, let's say, if I can use that term, mentally, morally, and spiritually.
Right. Yeah, and going back to Genesis, because I love this, the first two verses of Genesis, you see the triune God, Elohim, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, working in concert, and then you also see in between the verse, you have this sense of the Holy Spirit hovering over the darkness and the void and the chaos. And I believe this is, you know, we're hearing the groanings of the Spirit of God because God's creation is out of order. And this is an anathema to God. And he's giving us warnings to change our evil ways. And if not, then we will enter into judgment. I've spoken, and you and I talked about this with Jonathan Kahn, because that's the other question I get repeatedly. Is God judging us? I said, the fact that you even asked that question is provocative. Provocative in as much as that you're starting to get an insight. But when God judges us, ultimately judges us, I love this approach. God lays out the case. You know, like he told the children of Israel, this is why I'm judging you. Here's all the things that you've done. No exceptions. It's like you've entered into the court of law of heaven's courtroom. And God says, here's the case against you. And it is so crushing in a good way, in as much as that this is what the Holy Spirit does. It just softens our heart in such a way so that the clarity and the truth of God can enter into our hearts to realize what we have done with 63 million plus babies, with abortion, for example, and how we have turned our backs on God and what it's done to our families and our marriages and our children, and the stewardship of that which he's given us. How we have compromised these things, and as you said earlier, you know, we lack wisdom. We've rendered ourselves stupid by turning our back on God. And the Bible is clear. You know, the fear of God and that concept, and you know better, Phil, in terms of that fear of God. Some people think, oh, fear of God, oh, I'm supposed to be. I mean, the way the Bible says the fear of God, there is so much dimension and packed into those four letters of the fear of God. Says that is the beginning of all wisdom, right?
Exactly. And, you know, here's a great example of that. You know, people know something's amiss. You know, even people who don't know God, they know something is not right. And
exactly.
This recent poll that just came out, we published it on, it's an original story on American Faith, 44% of the voters believe a secret cabal controls U.S. government, including 37% of Democrats. So this is not a right-wing, you know, pro-Trump survey. It was actually one that was actually done not by conservatives, but by Axios, a left-wing news outlet, and Politico. So you see some of these things that are happening. People go, what is this World Economic Forum? Why are they telling us that they're controlling, bragging, they're controlling young global leaders? Why are they telling us we'll own nothing and like it? Why are they talking about a great reset? And so I think that there's something in the American public that says something's wrong. Now, the problem is, and we've talked about this before, is what do we do about it? What action
yes.
can you take? And I go back to my fail-safe, that is start local, move global.
Yes.
Start with your local elections. Try to get those as solid as you can. Vote in the right people. Define who you won't vote for, and then vote for the rest. That's really what it comes down to.
Exactly. Yeah, and spread the word. But again, even before it gets to that point, like any true transformation starts with yourself. You know, I tell people, you know, they say, "Oh, we need a revival." I go, "Go be a revival. Go be a revival of one. It's okay." You know, let it start with you. And, of course, prior to revival, of course, we know the way it works is you got to know what's being revived. And that's and you do that when, you know, like Tammy has written this book that's coming out. It comes out the end of the year, right, on fasting and prayer and this movement.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah,
so this is so
fasting is miracles. And Lord knows we need a miracle, right?
Amen. Amen. But you see, this is all, you do this so that you are in rhythm, in sync with God, so that you understand, okay, what is the issue here? God, why are you, you know, can I ask? Is it okay for me to ask why you're upset? You know, what is bothering you about, and you know, in that childlike, and God is open and God is eager to hear that from us, and then God's going to lay out the case, and that happens in that arena of repentance where you say, oh, well, wow, I didn't see that before, or boy, now I really see that, and I am going to transform, I am going to repent, changing from my evil ways, but it happens when we pray and we seek God with all our hearts, minds, and souls, right?
Amen. And that is our call. I mean, ultimately, this is a spiritual issue that we have to mm-hmm. recognize and we have to deal with. You know, there's just no way around it.
Well, and here we are, as you say, people already understand, they sense this, and we just pray that God would give us clarity, that what we sense, that it would be... it would be a clear sense that comes from the throne room of God, not from the evil one, because we know that the evil one, you know, Satan is seeing what God is doing. And just like in every, you know, throughout the Bible, we see where there is a Satan interruptus, where Satan will come in and try to derail God's plan for his chosen ones. Right.
Amen. Well, and you know, this is always, you know, it talks about no weapon formed against you will prosper. Keep in mm-hmm. mind, there's a promise of weapons are being formed.
Yes.
The promise is that they're not going to be effective against you. So Satan and his, you know, his cabal are always working against you. But mm-hmm. remember that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Remember that you have the promises to overcome the world in Christ. You're seated in Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality, powers, and wicked rulers. And that's your confidence. That's where you live. That's where you breathe and have your understanding about the future.
That's our birthright, Phil, isn't it? I mean, I've been sharing with the audience, you know, when you think about Esau, Esau disregarded his birthright. He just took it for granted. It didn't mean anything to him. And it said that God hated that. Well, God has given us all a birthright that we need to understand and hold on to, especially for times like this, in my humble opinion.
Amen. I'm with you, and let's keep the train rolling toward God.
Amen. And tomorrow, Election Day, all across this country, you've got to know that you know that your vote can make that difference. It is that important, ladies and gentlemen, because meanwhile, we must be about the Father's business, and part of it is stewarding that which He has assigned us to. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you. Take care.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how
how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Pay for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taking a cue from Elon Musk at Twitter, Meta, Facebook's parent company, is planning to begin large-scale layoffs this week. Meta reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. 435 House seats, 35 Senate seats, and 36 governor races will be decided as the midterm elections are tomorrow. Get out and vote like your country depends on it. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott on Fox News is calling on all Americans that are sick and tired of being sick and tired with Washington.
January 5th, 2021, the loss of a single Senate seat cost the American taxpayers more than $4 trillion.
Early Tuesday morning, the last total lunar eclipse for a few years will be taking place. NASA officials say totality begins at 5:17 a.m. Eastern. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Richard Pickering is with us, the Deputy Executive Director of Plymouth Tech Texas Museums and Chief Historian. Wow, what a treat. Hey, Richard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, I'm excited, and to have the official chief historian of Plymouth here with us. This is awesome because this is my favorite time of year and always one of my favorite interviews when we get to talk about the seedlings of this democratic republic, this great American idea. And we're always grateful to be reminded of the rich history that you have to share with us.
Exactly. It's a very important story, and that by looking backward at those Americans who came before us, we can learn where we need to go.
Well, without a doubt, it's been said that those that forget their past lose their legacy. And their future is compromised. This is why this is so critical to hear, this about this history. As we said, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And of course, everybody's scrambling to supermarkets for turkeys, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie filling, right? All that good stuff, getting ready for the holidays. And Richard, we're so grateful that you as the Deputy Executive Director of Plymouth Patuxent Museums and the Chief Historian are here live from Plymouth, Mass. With a dramatic story of how the American holiday got started. So break it down for us.
Bill, I'm standing 2 miles off the site of the original Thanksgiving. And to be on this particular ground and thinking back 402 years ago that there were 52 English men, women, and children who survived the first winter, and 90 Native men with Massasoit, and there might have even been more Native people, because the one description tells us Massasoit is 90 men amongst others. So imagine the human portrait, and they're together for 3 days, feasting, playing sports, military demonstrations. And what always astounds me is they couldn't speak to one another. There were a handful of Wampanoag men who knew English. At this point, none of the English spoke Wampanoag. That would take a few more years. But they were able to get along. And we need to think of them as people reaching towards one another to stabilize each other. The Mayflower passengers, half of them died in 2.5 months. The Wampanoag people had experienced an epidemic between 1616 and 1618 that took 70% of their number.
Oh, wow.
So when Massasoit comes to the English, he's looking for their technology to stabilize him in a world where the power structures are shifting and his people are no longer sovereign. For the English, they're looking for access to native technology, life ways, and to trade.
Well, and here it is. You know, Richard, what impresses me is two things. First of all, you must have the sense you're on hallowed ground there. You know, so close to where it all began, number one. Number two is that, you know, for these disparate people to come together, not even having language in common, but having life in common, you have this sense that this is God sanctified, God ordained, his hand was all over this.
You know, Bill, the fact that the archaeology that we've been doing with the University of Massachusetts, Boston, is showing that even after the English were present, Wampanoag people were living just a foot and a half away from them after the wall went up around the town. And that is showing that the wall was not against Wampanoag people. It was against a common enemy, and that Wampanoag could have come in for security. And in looking backward, we need to learn that it was not always a story of conflict, a story of failure. And I think it's one of those moments where we need to look at how hard people were working to get along.
Exactly.
And, you know, we haven't talked about that important anniversary. This year is the 400th anniversary of the publication of the Mayflower Compact. Within a year and a half, the Pilgrims saw it into print in London. And we can learn from their example of constitutional practice, civility, community building, safe transfer of power, the supremacy of the rule of law. There is so much we can learn by looking back at this story.
Exactly. Why is Plymouth, Mass, America's hometown?
Well, we're the oldest town in New England and one of the oldest towns in the nation. And I think that's why we have this hometown quality for everybody.
You know, Richard, as you lay out this this humble beginnings of our history and how important it was and how these people were able to come together and realize what they had in common was life. You know, the Jewish people would say L'chaim, but essentially it's the same thing. I mean, when you're promoting life, it's amazing how that unifies groups regardless of language, color, or creed.
Exactly.
Wow. Amazing. How is the first Thanksgiving at Plymouth emotionally America's first Thanksgiving, even though there were ancient Native American Thanksgivings and Thanksgiving rituals in other colonies?
Well, Bill, you know, there are older events, but they were unknown, so that now they're part of the strands of giving thanks within our nation and seeing those multiple impulses to be thankful. But the holiday, the national holiday, has its beginnings here in New England practice. And after 1840, when a pamphlet was discovered describing the first Thanksgiving that Edward Winslow had written, that's when the holiday became connected specifically with the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag. And So we really are the heart. I've been with the museum 40 years, Bill. I started out as a pilgrim role player, and now I'm the chief historian.
Wow.
And I host the Thanksgiving dinners, and people tell me that being in Plymouth on a Thanksgiving is on their bucket list. And there was one Thanksgiving, I was hosting a dinner with a 98-year-old woman who had always wanted to be in Plymouth. And I was able to tell the entire room of diners before she entered, and they all stood up and applauded her. They were grateful to be part of her joy.
Exactly. You know, and you're exactly right. You know, Richard, every time I speak with, you know, a spokesman regarding this annual event, I keep saying, okay, next year. And I really need it this time. I mean, next year, it's just amazing how quick this year has come upon us. And when I started getting notices that you were coming on the show, I said, oh, you know, so a little disappointment, but I share in that that desire of everybody else that has, you know, coming to Plymouth, one Thanksgiving on their bucket list. Richard Pickering is the Deputy Executive Director of Plymouth Pantuxet Museums and Chief Historian, and we're honored to have him here on the show to give us more of the history. What is the number one question? Is there a recurring question that comes up from people who come to Plymouth and enjoy their first Thanksgiving, Richard? What do they ask?
People, if they haven't seen Plymouth Rock, they want to see that. They want to be where tradition says the pilgrims landed from Mayflower.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them want to board the Mayflower and be on the decks of a ship that gives them that experience of being where those original passengers were. People just want to have that moment where they feel like they're standing in the past and getting insight about other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So where can we come, and what do we do, and how do we get all the details to visit Plymouth?
The best way to discover Plymouth is through the website theplymouth.com. That will give everyone the background they need about our region, the museums, the attractions, the restaurants, the hotels. Everything is right there. It's one-stop shopping for learning about Plymouth.
Richard Pickering, you're a blessing. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Can I say that to you early? Is that all right?
Happy Thanksgiving. And right back at you is a blessing, Bill. Thank you for being you.
Absolutely. Hey, congratulations on 400 years. This is the year. All right, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Quit looking for a revival, go be one, okay? Hey, why not? Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com, 14 minutes right now before the top of the hour. And we have with us the infamous Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, here we are on the eve of, you know, it's like every midterm election has been, you know, choose life or death or something. I mean, it's always, it's the end as we may know it, that what it's coming down to. But, hey, nonetheless, here we are.
Here we are, ready to vote, ready to, you know, go to the polls or drop your ballot off or mail it in, however you're doing. It's probably a little late to mail it in, but, yeah, we're right down to the wire.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, the polling, I think it's quite curious. All the polling evidence is tightening up. I've said routinely, it always seems to tighten up as we get to Election Day.
Yep.
Because I think the pollsters are trying to, stay in the realm of plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Because they have been, smoking the numbers and, to me, I was talking with Dick Morse about this earlier this morning, is to me, in a sense, in kind of an oblique sort of way, this contributes to voter suppression because it tells people either your team is winning so much that they don't need your vote, it's inconsequential, or they're telling people don't come to vote because the other team is just kicking your butt and there's no way you're going to be able to, survive. Look what's happening. Whether we're talking Pennsylvania, where you had John Fetterman, obviously mentally impaired, and we've been used to that for the last couple of years because we've seen politicians that have been mentally impaired, and we've had to tolerate them. But here's this poor man who was subjected, who had a stroke, and he's hard pressed to complete a sentence to make sense.
Right.
And the people of Pennsylvania are seriously considering him. I mean, his numbers are such that you would think, wait a minute, what are we missing here? You cannot see the impairment that this is who you want to represent you. This is one of 100 senators, and he's going to represent your state like this, and you're confident in that, and you're giving, you know, you're declaring that you're giving him your vote to the tune of, you know, what, 47%, 48%. And you could argue that those numbers are cooked or whatever, but nonetheless, it presents this idea that they perceive Fetterman as a credible candidate, and the Democrats are the party of that they should have confidence in.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it, and obviously when we talk about what has happened to him, we need to be decent people. I mean, it's a horrible thing that happened.
Oh,
to him,
sure,
but I think it did happen. And so I think it's fair to ask the question, what is the level of impairment here? And, you know, like you said, it seems like for a lot of the Pennsylvania electorate, that doesn't seem to be, either they're not asking the question or the answer to the question, which I think should be fairly self-evident, isn't bothering them.
Well, what happens, I think you can get stuck in a paradigm. And this is the challenge that we have right now, and why we have been saying, forget about a red wave or a blue wave. How about an American wave? How about if we do something that's in the best interest of all America, right?
Right.
And I think if we do that, then I think we can look forward to bringing, you know, the pieces together a bit. You know, there's been a lot of disunity that has been, you know, conditioned for a number of years in the body politic. And here, this could be our chance to really say enough of this stuff, and we want unity. We demand unity, and as much as it would count on anybody, you know, I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to cross over. I'm not going to violate my principles. We can debate over policy. That's a healthy thing to do. That's when America is at its best, and and I encourage that. But when you want to cancel somebody and just say, oh, you know, that's the easy way out, that you're afraid of debating and compromising, well, then, you know, that's not the American way.
Right. No, that's right. And I think the sad thing, the tragedy of American politics, and you can pick whatever date you want to. You can go back to Bush Gore, you know, in 2000 if you want to, or you can go back to the rise of the Drudge Report and Bill Clinton in 96. You can go further back than that. Somewhere we crossed the Rubicon in terms of being able to agree to disagree but still have professional decorum and relationship, into now we dehumanize and almost literally demonize the other side. And now it's scorched earth, right? If you don't agree with our politics, you're anti-democratic. I'm like, well,
right,
man, that doesn't feel like the right message. And how is it that we can return to a human decorum where we may disagree vehemently on policy, but it doesn't mean that we have to dehumanize each other? And I don't know the answer to that question. And some people might say, well, that's a naive question. There's no going back. But I do think we as Christians have a responsibility to treat each other decently, even if we disagree, you know, vehemently.
Well, there's been this spirit of meanness. I mean, it's the mean girls unleashed, so to speak. And I don't mean to just pick on women, but it's that attitude, it's that sense of meanness, all exacerbated with social media.
Yes, exactly.
Anonymous reporting. All this stuff has contributed to this condition that we live in. And I think we're all saying the same thing. We're just saying, you know, it's like a Rodney King moment. Can we all just get along, you know?
Right.
You know, we have the capacity to do it. Do we have the will? Are we willing to set aside our ideologies for the sake of the greater good and for our fellow human being in order to get there?
No, that's the question. And even though I'm sure those who are on the progressive side might disagree, I think part of the problem is that progressivism has turned into almost a fundamentalist religion. And if you're not locked up with the entire thing, you're apostate and you're cast out.
Yes.
And it's really difficult to have a political dialogue when that is your stance toward people who disagree with you.
Well, this is where the people of faith must come in. If you look at traditionally, you know, the growth and development of the United States and this great American idea, it was the church that led the way.
Right.
And the church ought to be the one to get ready to expand the tent pegs. As these people get kicked out, say, hey, you're welcome here. Bienvenido. Come on in. You know, we need you in this tent. And it will be people of faith, because the thing is that who do we serve? You know, we're serving God and one another. That is a good thing.
Yep.
And when you have that confidence that you are serving God and God is blessing that service, which he will and always does, then, you know, we'll move forward. Which isn't to say, hey, it's all going to be roses, rainbows, and unicorns. I'm not
right.
suggesting that. Because we've got to, you know, what I call the grief to happiness ratio. We're going to have to go through this curve that gets us to where, you know, gets us to the promised land, so to speak, right?
Yep.
So we've got to go through the desert. We've been going through the desert for a while, and it's almost like the children of Israel out in the desert. We're in Kadesh Barnea, just going in circles, right?
Right.
And they kept going in circles because they didn't learn the lesson. So, okay, how many more of this do we have to learn before we start inching our way? And it could be an inch, you know, a little bit of time. That's okay. God's in charge, and in his time it will happen. But that's when we will, you know, truly be free. You know, fulfilled and free, because that's what God wants for his creation, is that Jesus came to free us. You know, take off these shackles of animosity and meanness and get them out of our lives so that we can look to one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Now, that's exactly right. And I would add to that, you mentioned in passing the role of social media. And I think that where we can take some individual responsibility here is just, you know, take a step back and say, how am I relating to people on social media? And we all have people in our Facebook or Instagram or, you know, Twitter feeds who make our blood pressure go up. But I think sometimes it's so easy on social media to just return fire, right?
And
it doesn't mean that we can't, you know, have a conversation about things that we disagree with. I'm not saying we just roll over and play dead, but I think that part of the toxicity of our cultural moment is that social media has fundamentally, and in some ways ironically, been a dehumanizing force. Because
right.
we don't relate to each other on social media. We would never relate to each other face-to-face the way we often do, just as a matter of course. And I'm talking about all of us. I'm not picking on any
exactly.
one person in
particular. You're exactly right.
My social media feed, I have to resist the impulse to categorize my friends, you know, the friends on Facebook, for instance, between us and them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, sometimes somebody will post something and I'll think, how could you be so naive? How could you believe that? But, you know, they do. Let's have a relationship as opposed to which category are you in, you know?
Yeah, but thanks for sharing. Now let's talk about that.
Right,
so that
exactly.
we can moderate that perspective.
Right.
And what of that perspective is valid?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And for a lot of us, I think that we also just need to reengage in real relationships and get off social media altogether.
Right.
And have coffee with somebody you disagree with. That
exactly.
might be the best thing you could do this week.
And the other thing is, don't be so easily offended, I would say.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, because we trust the God of the universe who's in charge, that has it all in his hands.
Yep.
And if we trust him, then we can get through this. But it's going to be one step. It's going to be a process, no doubt about it. Hey, that's, that is on our to-do list this week, Adam. Thank you for presenting that. Appreciate it. Adam Holtz.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's